But what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
What else are you going
to
do with it?
I really love to drink beer.
Would you like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
Hey, pass me a beer.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of Suds.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're going to raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
So much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around to have one more. I looked the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3 more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, we're here. We just got our heads up our ass.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Being generous is good financial planning. There was once an old miser who was about to die, so he put all of his money in a large chest in the attic, just above his bedroom, so he could take it with him on his way to heaven. After he died, his wife and son climbed into the attic, where they found the chest full of money. His wife turned to her son and said, "I told that old fool to put it in the basement." Well, the truth is, it wouldn't have mattered where he put it. In 1 Timothy 6, the Apostle Paul said, "We brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." Tell those who are rich in this world to use their money to do good. By doing this, they'll be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life. Or as financial planner Larry Burkett used to say, do your giving while you're living so you won't be crying when you're dying. Is there someone I can help today? Am I using my resources to do good? Being generous is good financial planning, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Forevermark is a diamond brand from De Beers Group of Companies, and every Forevermark diamond comes with a promise that it is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. This promise is symbolized with the unique Forevermark inscription at its heart. Of all the world's diamonds, less than 1% are eligible to become a Forevermark diamond. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry proudly features Forevermark diamonds at its Montgomery location. Visit Marguerite's to light up her smile with Forevermark diamonds. Forevermark, a diamond is forever.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, "Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now."
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Today is one of those days when the number of storms will be in short supply on the radar. A good bit of sunshine. Hot day today. High temperatures somewhere around 94. I think the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. And low tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow, with the high temperature around 95 and the heat index close to the 105 danger range, look for a partly sunny day with only widely scattered storms at best. Then low to mid-90s again Thursday and Friday as the storms return in greater number. You can stay on top of weather changes all the time, including the tropics, plus access to all our videos and blog posts by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Get instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you go out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of only sleight of hand, but no mind. A journey into a dubious land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The signpost up ahead warns of a sharp turn to the left. You've just entered the Liberal Zone.
And will that be all for you today?
No! Give me all your money!
Here, take it all! Take it, please, please! My gift to you!
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this security camera videotape clearly shows the defendant, John Taylor, robbing the grab-and-go market at gunpoint. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Just a moment. Did you have permission from the defendant to videotape him?
Well, no, Your Honor.
I'm afraid I'll have to disallow this videotape to be used against the defendant, since you willfully violated his constitutional right to privacy in public places. Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor, what constitutional right to privacy in public places?
Oh, don't you know? It's all the rage in France right now. In fact, just the other day, I was talking to my good friend, Judge Pierre Fragois, and he said...
Brian Jones, a lonely city prosecutor, has just had his world turned upside down by a crazy judge with a living constitution. Something which only makes sense in the Liberal Zone.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's hot. The liberals' heads are exploding. It's a beautiful day. I'm your gracious host, Greg.
Joey.
Who's here, too?
And here they are.
Trevor, please clap.
I know that we've used that for a long time now, but it still makes me laugh because I can think of poor Jeb. He was the male Hillary. You know, it's my turn now to be the Republican nominee. And it just, you just see him reading his speech, reciting a line that's supposed to caused the crowd to erupt in applause. And
well, in the way Trump put him in his Jeb in his place during that whole campaign, it's like low energy Jeb. And then like another debate later, it's like, oh, you're a little more high energy tonight. I like it. It's just treating him like a kid. Yeah. Like he had the what one of my friends called the big boy effect. He could just big boy him.
It's fun to watch. It really is. They can't possibly confirm this Kavanaugh guy. And by the way, congratulations to Joey. He made the call yesterday. I didn't pick anybody. I was kind of hoping it would be Brennan.
But I didn't really know.
That shows some astute insights. You hang around with Dan Morris a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
But it wasn't even that astute. It was more like, well, I'm going to throw on black. $50.
Well...
Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Shoe money tonight.
And the liberal, they're not liberals. They're fascist a-holes, but they don't know it, so God bless them. But they're just so predictable. All those printed signs, you notice how fast they had protest signs printed last night? They actually had four huge stacks of protest signs out of the Supreme Court building in D.C. yesterday, and they were just waiting to find out which pile to pick from.
That's hilarious.
George Soros, money well spent. I wish he really... Is it bad to wish... It isn't bad to wish death on evil people, is it?
No.
Okay. I wish all evil people were dead. Be a much happier place.
Yeah, but careful what you wish for. I think all of us have a little bit of evil in us.
Screw it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I did not get to catch much of Dan. Did Dan say that this guy will get through?
He'll probably get through because of the pressure on some of the red state Democrats. And even somebody like, the Libertarian wing of the Republican Party isn't big on Kavanaugh because he's one of, well, number one, Kavanaugh was the guy who came up with the ruling on Obamacare's attacks at the circuit court level.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same rationale that John Roberts used in his ruling
but
at
you
the Supreme
see,
level.
That's not, a lot of that outrage was misdirected.
Yeah.
The outrage belonged with the a-hole who sold it to us as this big $2,500 a year savings.
Right, right.
They lied over and over again, said it's not a tax, but they knew that was the only way they could win in the Supreme Court. That's where they said it was a tax.
See, but I think Kavanaugh, by coming up with that rationale that because the government has the power to tax, it means they can tax you for not doing something, for failing to purchase a product, is a new added element to the taxing power.
Well, that part I agree with. I mean,
and then Kavanaugh hasn't been great on, like, Fourth Amendment mass surveillance stuff. This is why Rand Paul's a little skeptical, but he said he has an open mind. So I think to answer your question shortly, yes, Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
There shouldn't be anybody with an R next to their name if they're not learning how it works from the Democrats. Do you see any of them? Well, it will be interesting. I think there are states where Trump carried by 15 points or more, and places where his popularity has grown. North Dakota's one, Montana,
John Tester in Montana, Joe Manchin in West Virginia.
And, of course, there are Democrats whose seats aren't at stake who are saying you should be willing to lose your seat to stand your ground. You do that, dumbass.
So courageous.
Really. And then Dershowitz. You know who's really learning the lesson the hard way is Alan Dershowitz. He said that he got, and I was one of the ones that gave him grief when he was repping Tyson.
Oh, sure.
I interviewed Dershowitz in 92.
I'm sure
and
I understand.
Shut up, Siri.
I'd love to know what word I said that turned around.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. Memories. and he said, well, I'm not particularly fond of him either, but he's entitled to representation.
Sure.
And he has taken more crap for standing up for the Constitution. I have a list of quotes from Democrats about this annoying Constitution constantly getting in the way of their progressive agenda. Everywhere their progressive agenda's had a chance to be implemented, it's failed horribly. Why are they so glued to this thing? Then I see these Trump approval numbers, which I do not believe. You look at the job market and the lack of good people for available jobs. Hang on one second.
But the lack of people for good competitive jobs has created a more competitive market and to the advantage of workers.
Yes. People are quitting jobs in record numbers.
Right.
because they're getting better jobs and higher money. And when that type of thing is happening, people are going to be very reluctant to not want to perpetuate it. I just, where my confidence is low is the Republican Party's ability to sell it. Mm. Bobby Bright's going to be here Friday afternoon at 3:30. I'm also inviting Martha Rovey to come in.
Okay.
I am kind of obligated to, if Bobby's going to be in, she's entitled to time as well. So, but you see, I don't reach out. Back in 2010, when they were competing against each other, Martha was here almost every week. Hmm. She took calls, talked to people, she was available, and she knew the value of talk radio. And now, well, we had to after three terms, and then that very ill-advised, intemperate suggestion that Trump leave the race just days before the election.
After the Access Hollywood tape and the grabbing.
Yeah. That he should leave the election for something he said 10 years. God, this is getting really dangerous when people can get punished. I mean, if you killed somebody and all that, that's one thing. But if you made it, you know, a stupid remark, who hasn't? And I've explained, and I'd be perfectly willing to explain it to her, that what the president said, well, it may not have been his most articulate moment. He certainly didn't know he's going to be recorded or they'd be running for president, blah, 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 blah. It's true. There are some women who are attracted to money, power, prestige, and if they've decided that you have what they want, yeah, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Well, there's a particular song that's been stuck in my head for the last few weeks. Mm. It's off 1979's Dynasty by Kiss, and the song is Charisma. And it's like, what is my charisma? Is it my fortune or my fame? Is it my money or my name? Why do you want me so much? It's to your point. That if it was working for, you know, those weirdos and face paint in 79 with disco beats under their rock and roll, I think it'll apply to anybody with money and power. And I think it's sad. It's kind of like, why are you so attracted to the fortune and fame?
Well, you know, on the other hand, and the part that wasn't said, obviously, in that tape, because there's two guys sitting in a golf cart. You know, when guys hang out, we had women that called after that whole thing saying, I've heard women say worse.
Oh, sure. No, the weirdest part of that tape is how their demeanor changes as they leave the bus and see the girls are going to be working with. Like, they're doing the locker room talk, The door opens, change in demeanor.
Yeah.
Like, they start putting on that face. And to see that in one video clip was quite interesting.
Well, we all let our hair down when we think we have privacy.
True.
And then when you're in a situation that demands a certain manner of comportment, you change. That's not hypocritical. No. Anyway, I hope that Martha will, with the primary coming up Tuesday, find time to squeeze this in. Because as I've said many times, it's not personal with her. It's not personal. She found this station very useful. She won by 5,000 votes back in 2010 up in this area. And in the same sense that this area delivered the seat to her, this area's got a lot of questions. They actually have been coming since 2012. Doubts were starting to surface about her.
Why is Siri
why are you
interrupting you?
Yeah, why are you interrupting me, Siri? Okay, no response.
But there are doubts in this area.
Well, yeah. And when she abandoned, I mean, look what happened. How many votes Becky got, you know, written in.
Yeah.
And one thing I think I can say with confidence about the folks in the River Region, they have good memories. They saw that as a betrayal. And I also think the people here are forgiving. And when you look at voting records and so forth, I think Bobby Bright deserves a second shot. Here's the thing, too. You learn that he was in a real tough spot there. I don't believe that he was on board with Obama's agenda at all. I really don't. But he was in a tough spot because he's by name, you know, Blue Dog. That was code for conservative Democrat. And here you've got, you know, Mr. Magic in the White House. And, you know, Democrats, they're pretty good at staying unified. I wish somebody like Manchin would just give it up and become a Republican. He'd be a better Republican than half of them that already call themselves that. But I absolutely think that Bobby Bright deserves an opportunity to go back to Congress and represent us. And we'll hold him accountable. But I believe him because he's given me the chance to talk to him one-on-one. He's a guy you can look in the eye. And he doesn't look away. He says what he says. And plus, you know, you don't go through what he did and not come out having gained an experience that will serve you better down the road.
Yes. Joel.
So, and besides, term limits. We have that power. We may not have that constitutional amendment, but we have that power. We should exercise it on Tuesday. 322... Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, a flooring destination since 1969. Now, one thing that has never changed, because why? Why would you change when you acquire popular flooring styles straight from manufacturers at a wholesale price, eliminating middlemen? Why would you change when you take a very consumer-friendly approach to the folks that walk through the door? Jeff Mallinson, our buddy, has been there for about half the time that Georgia Floors Direct has been around, almost half a century, has put together a team in his image, if you will, who know the inventory, who are great with people, help them make the selection they want, and then arrange installation with people they've been working with for years. So that's a successful formula. Why would you mess with it? They haven't. So when you're ready for new flooring, whether it's a room or a whole house, Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Please tell Jeff Mallinson and that great team you heard about him here.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Loquire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new Carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Loquire.
Hey, I guess listeners pay better attention to my show than I do. Bobby Bright will be with us Thursday at 3:30. That's the scheduled time, Thursday the 12th. My error and my thanks, as always, to guys like Chuck Courtney, who take the time to care enough to remind me. I think you got that wrong, and I did.
Did you know Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? At Big A Tires, they carry all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Nitto, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. Looking for truck tires? Whatever you need, shoot. Big A also carries tires for your trailer. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, and, of course, oil changes. They can also align your car and replace any parts needed. So, call them today or visit them on Facebook or their website at bigatires.com.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Greg Budell is in the runoff, and he is running. Greg Budell. Greg Budell is hardworking. Greg Budell is honest. And Greg Budell never takes more than two ketchup packets from the fast food restaurant, even though he could grab as many as he wanted.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a political outsider. Or maybe Greg Budell is a political insider. Hell, if that's what it takes to get elected, Greg Budell will be a political apple cider.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is going to drain the Montgomery swamp. And if the price is right, he'll drain your pool and clean the liner.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell wants your support. Greg Budell wants your vote. Greg Budell wants your spare change.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell invites you to check into his background and see what a clean record he has. Only don't spell his name with an E on the end.
Greg Budell.
Remember, a vote for Greg Budell is a vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell. Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, chairman.
This is Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, and I approve this message.
Greg Budell. Greg Budell.
I really appreciate the endorsement of Dr. Zygmunt Azebo. But he wouldn't give it to me until I passed a brain examination.
Rightfully so.
Yep. Hello, James.
I called yesterday and made a prediction.
Yes.
And I was incorrect, so I was calling to see if I'm on the hook for the key lime pie. I think that was the item wagered.
I don't recall making a contest for a key lime pie.
Oh, okay.
No, you mentioned that we used to do that.
We used to do that.
Oh, okay.
So you don't owe us a pie, James.
Okay.
But if all you right. feel like buying a pie, you're more than welcome to.
Why don't you just come to really? Baumhauer's and let us shake your hand and buy you a drink tomorrow. Buy you a beer.
All right. I will try to do that. I'm going to be out of town part of the day, but I might be back in time. All right.
It's a good
time. I wanted to share my thoughts on the nominee, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
One thing that I have liked about Trump is that he is willing to go against the grain. I think in this particular case, he was told by a lot of insiders that Kavanaugh was the one that would be best able to get through. I mean, it'll suffice. It's better than what Hillary would have done. So I guess that's how we should judge it. But I would have kind of liked if he would have went a different.
Let me throw something out there. Alan Dershowitz made liberal heads explode today. He says, I think it's possible that Trump could end up, adding it up where it'd be 7-2. Mm-hmm. You have Kagan, yeah. Sotomayor, Ginsburg, She looks like death. We're not wishing it on her. She doesn't look great.
No.
So, and they're just going crazy. And Dershowitz is learning a lesson. The people that said that they were his friend, he's doing what he believes in his heart is the right thing to do, and he's finding out that they weren't your friends to begin with, buddy, if that's what it was based on.
Right, yes. It's not been a pleasant road for him.
But I got to give him credit, and we should send him all the love we can, because the guy has principles, and he will not sacrifice them because somebody gave him a dirty look at Martha's Vineyard. Good for him.
Right. Yes. Well, that's something you have to respect.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm glad I didn't make a bet with you. I was kind of hoping for Brennan, but here's what I think is going to happen. This president is holding some cards back for November. Just like the Dems are looking for whatever they think they're going to, stroke themselves with. This is how we're going to bring them down. No, as a matter of fact, there's a poll out today. Listen to this. Mm. This just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Red State Dems Dilemma. New poll shows Senate battleground voters want Trump's SCOTUS pick confirmed. That's bad news if you're a Dem running in a red state. They want this guy confirmed. And that, you know, basically what the voters are saying, confirm him or we'll vote you out. They probably will anyway, but I have a feeling that Trump is busy behind the scenes working on stuff that he hasn't even mentioned. Student loan issues, things like that, that are embraced by the left because they're always, you know, tossing the word free around.
Now, in terms of funny headlines, or the satirical sites are having a field day before the pick came out. Some people are saying, and the new justice is Alex Jones. And it's like, I love his radio show. I was a guest on his show. Like, I think the Babylon Bee did that. But one person that was by far my favorite says, Donald Trump has tapped himself to be on the Supreme Court. Welcome, President Pence.
That'd be funny.
What's your experience as a jurist, Donald?
Well, if you really want him out of the White House, put him on the Supreme Court and let Pence take over.
Well, I don't have much experience. Well, in the well, I do have experience in the courtroom, and I do have a good brain. I have the best words. I think I would make a great Supreme Court justice.
You threw me off track here, though. Where was I going?
You didn't want to make a bet with me. You're glad you didn't. Yeah. The Democrats in red states are in trouble because of this new poll that the people in those states want them confirmed.
Yeah, yeah, that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
I find that intriguing. So, look, how many Democrats lost their gigs because they voted for Obamacare? I believe the number was 63. Hey, this is a good way to guarantee that the Republicans control the Senate for a long, long time. Go ahead. Ignore what your constituents want and do what Chuck Schumer has to say. What a pathetic group of people at the front of the Democratic Party, really. Not that ours are all that better. Mitch McConnell.
I'm not a turkey. I have a chin.
Yeah. Well, if his balls have dropped, he'll get this thing done.
Oh, they have.
And sooner than later.
I kick them around.
Under the withering blast. All right, 333 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to have traffic in just a moment. I was looking for stupid things liberals have said, and I found a couple of old bits we're going to play this afternoon. And again, recapping, Bobby Bright, Thursday, Martha Roby, you're invited. It's never been personal. It's never been personal. I like you as a person, but you have let us down. If you want to come in and explain why we should give you one more term, there's an open seat here, and you're welcome to it, and we will treat you with class and respect. I'm putting it out there. I'm calling her out. I want her in the studio. 334. We have an organization that we have embraced. Their big fundraising events for the year are already over, but we must make sure that they continue to stay funded so when families have a need, God, and these things can come right out of the blue. Your life can sail along smoothly for a long period of time, and then one day someone you love discovers they have a terminal illness, and everything changes. Everything changes. And that's the time when you, families, the individual, everybody needs mentoring from a source whose combined experience becomes a higher mentoring power during that type of crisis. That's Hospice of Montgomery. They are the most experienced in the state of Alabama. They are also the third oldest serving in the United States. And for those who don't have insurance coverage or money to pay, we got to make sure that Hospice of Montgomery is available to anybody that needs them. And you can do it very painlessly. Sign up for Amazon Smile. Go to their website, hospiceofmontgomery.org. Read some of the testimonials and some of the services they provide. Let's make sure they can keep doing the good work they do. Hospiceofmontgomery.org is the web address. All right, when I pulled in this afternoon, there was a big slowdown on 85 going northbound right behind our building. Let's see if that's cleared and what else is going on.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Been keeping an eye on things over on 85 northbound between Perry Hill and East Boulevard. An accident there earlier had traffic stacked up. That is cleared. Everything is good there. No problems there anymore. That means 85 is the speed limit riding through town. 65 looking real good. Atlanta Highway and the Boulevard both looking really good for this time of day. Not seeing anything on the 31s. Go online, do business the way you want at ReinhardtToyota.com. ReinhardtToyota.com, their family serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited!
Unlimited!
Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Well, hi, everybody. We're in a situation where the number of storms will be in short supply for a day or two. Chances are not zero, but small. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Partly sunny, widely scattered storms at best, and then at least low to mid-90s on Thursday and Friday as the number of storms start to increase again. Our weather app is a great companion to take on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you're located. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clinton argues her case for a socialized medicine scheme. Her Marxist dream smiles at the camera, saying she'll punish the wealthy to pay for her plan. Oh, what a sham, all the liberal people. Where do they all come from? All the liberal people, why do they seem so dumb? Little Dick Durbin voting to force our withdrawal from Iraq by next year. He lies and sneers, look at him smirking, saying our troops are like Nazis and other vile crap. Needs to be slapped, all the liberal people. Where do they all come from? All the liberal people. Why do they seem so dumb? Pelosi likes to pretend that she knows what she's talking about. Looks like a trout, she injects Botox, just like John Kerry, who married his wife for her cash. He's such an ass, all the liberal people. Where do they all come from? All the liberal people. Why do they seem so dumb?
Is the question.
Why?
Do they seem so dumb? All right. I just put something up on Facebook. It's hysterical because when you're when you join Congress as a rep or a senator, right, don't you take an oath?
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of that oath is to uphold the Constitution of the United States. But here's some interesting quotes from Chuck Schumer. Time and time again, we find progressive laws getting struck down. Yeah. What makes them so special that if they're unconstitutional, they shouldn't be struck down? It's always, always the ones the Constitution is against. Does this guy understand what he's saying? These right-wing judges don't think for themselves. They just do whatever the Constitution says. Isn't that what the Supreme Court is for? To make sure we're doing what the Constitution says? It's time for that to end. God help us if that day should ever come. Then there's Big Chief Elizabeth Warren. You know what? I had a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to follow her. Maybe she'll discard a soda can or a cup that she was drinking from.
Oh, I see what you're going at.
Get her DNA off whatever. If it's trash, it's trash. I don't know that that would be a violation of her rights, per se. Run the DNA.
That is a bit evil.
It is evil. But Trump said, I'll give you $1 million. Because he knows, and she knows, that she's full of it up to here and beyond. And she's abused that. And that's why all that stuff is crap. She said, we need judges to be advocates of progressive laws. Really? Is that what a judge is supposed to do? Not people who will bow to the whims of the Constitution, pitting its extremist values of freedom of speech and freedom of religion against our agenda. Friends, it's already happening in England, where nasty Facebook posts, ugly as they might be, are getting people locked up in prison. And that is coming here. Maybe that's why God sent Trump down, to make sure it doesn't happen. Because there's nowhere else to go from here. Here's Cory Booger from New Jersey. Quote, we're sick and tired of the Constitution sitting in the National Archives manipulating everything we do. Yeah, because you've been just such masterfully successful people. Like those progressive gun laws in Chicago, mm-hmm. completely put an end to murders.
Right.
And this little SOB that's the mayor of London.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Cullen.
Piers Morgan remains one of those people I really can't figure out. Because sometimes he said things that, you wanted to punch him. But he told Sadiq Khan, Piers Morgan did, would you endorse flying a black baby Obama in a nappy? He's asking Sadiq Khan, would that be approved if somebody wanted to fly that?
Oh, because he approved the baby Trump balloon. Yeah.
Piers demolished the London mayor for his poor taste in hypocrisy, says the Gateway pundit. He grilled the mayor over his silence when Saudi royalty and Turkish leader Erdogan visited Great Britain, but now he slams the president every chance he gets. Meanwhile, the crime rate in London is ridiculous and Rudy. And let me tell you something, having been to New York pre-Rudy and post-Rudy, there's a guy who really knows how to clean up a city. Now it's, you got that fathead, that meathead, de Blasio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a more progressive city than San Francisco? And you've got people pooping in the streets with permission. That's got to be great for tourism.
No, I'm sure you could dress it up. Make some, snappy ads.
Oh, no, they make maps, so where to, because you don't want to, step in one.
Taking it to the street.
It would serve them right if some disease broke out. I'm surprised it hasn't. Just taking a look. Oh, yeah, and there's somebody's already memed it up, the baby Trump flying over London saying, I can see 12 rapes and 9 stabbings from here. Do you know that they're actually considering outlawing butter knives over there? Because, see, they don't have guns. Well, the wrong people always have guns. But the knife attacks, acid attacks, disfiguring people. It's going on in London. It is not a safe place to visit. That ain't good for tourism either, last I checked.
Oh, I agree. I don't want acid in my face or anywhere on my body.
No. And especially in your brain.
Yeah.
It's 350. we will, by the way, that mess
that I saw behind the building, whatever is going on northbound 85 has been cleared. But for those of you who are skeptical when I say I'm going to check traffic, I just did.
I was there. He was checking it. I was looking at the roads astutely like a watchdog.
Yeah. Woof. Don't forget Baumhauer's tomorrow night after the show. And Delkin Tomlinson are going to be our guests tomorrow afternoon. It'll be great to get their legal insights on all of this chaos. And they'll be joining us at Baumhauer's afterward. Looking forward to that. At 3:51, I'm waiting for a note from Jenny Lewis. I hope my pie was up to standards. I sent a key lime pie over to thank such great people for their long-term support. I think we almost have a group that's been with us for almost a decade now, and we really appreciate them. A great local business. I was driving down Atlanta Highway. I think I was on my way back from Food Outlet Sunday morning, and there was a crew, and they had a flatbed that had at least half a dozen pieces, you know, big mowers and stuff. They were heading out to do a job. And I always look when I see that, you know, for the Lewis Lawn label. And there it was. And that made me feel good that they chose to do business to get their bid. They were all large zero-turn X-mark mowers. I think there were six on that flatbed. And that zero-turn Toros, they carry all the great brand names in outdoor maintenance. And the good news is at Lewis Lawn, when you buy from them, you can go back to them for service on whatever it is you buy when it needs it, whether it's a tune-up or repair. And somebody called yesterday, mentioned they had to go in because their blade got bent. That'll happen. Sometimes there'll be something hidden in the grass that you don't see, and it'll happen, but you got a place to take it. In fact, it's recommended if you really want to improve the outcome of your mowing efforts, get your blade sharpened at Lewis Lawn. Most of them have just a little flywheel that's holding it in place. Simply unscrew it, take it, drop it off at Lewis Lawn when they sharpen it. Because even as fast as those things move, mower blades do dull up after a while, and you don't want them pushing the grass down and digging it out from behind. So if you're starting to see brown spots in your lawn, it may be your mower that's doing that damage. Blade sharpening is the quick fix. They can do that as well. Good folks. A great local business. You guys know the value of supporting them, so I hope the next time you have a need for anything in outdoor maintenance, mower, blower, pressure washer, and more, Toro, Echo, X-Mark, Shindawa, all the steel products at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Traffic is brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic caution over in the area of Parkview Drive South and Halcyon Boulevard. There's an accident with injury there, so try to avoid that area if at all possible. All the rest of your major roadways around the capital city, accident and delay free, including both interstate systems, the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Todd's Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you, and they whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This show is made possible by your fellow drivers. Sorry, we're all driving like idiots. And yes, we promise to watch the road.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStarkInsurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So, join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
It's July 10th, the greatest day ever. On the 10th of July, 1964.